Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to identify diagonal advanced placement. Now, diagonal advanced placement, also shortened to DAP, is a term that many dressage riders are not familiar with. However, DAP is viewed by some dressage experts as the best single indicator of a horse's aptitude and suitability for the highest levels of dressage. So in this podcast episode, we're going to explain what this diagonal advanced placement is and how you can go about identifying it in your own dressage horse. But first, we need to talk about the horse's trot and the horse's canter. Because in order to explain what this DAP is, it's first crucial that we understand the mechanics of the horse's trot and canter. So first up, let's take a look at the trot. So the trot has a two-beat rhythm. So when you hear the horse trotting, you'll hear 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Now, during this time, the horse's alternate diagonal legs move in the following sequence. So it's the horse's left foreleg and the horse's right hind leg. They move together. And then after that, you get the horse's right foreleg and the horse's left hind leg, again moving together. Now, there should be a clear moment of suspension in between these diagonal pairs, when all the horse's feet are off the floor. So that covers the trot. Now let's cover the canter. So the canter is a three-beat pace. So when you hear the horse cantering, you should hear 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. And the correct sequence of footfalls is as follows. So first up, you get the horse's outside hind leg. You then get a diagonal pair. And the diagonal pair consists of the horse's inside hind leg and the horse's outside foreleg. This is then followed by the horse's inside foreleg, which is the leading canter leg. Now, the sequence of footfalls is then followed by a clear moment of suspension when all four of the horse's legs are off the ground at once. Now, throughout that description of both the trot and the canter, you'll have noticed that there is a diagonal pairing. And when we talk about a diagonal pair, we describe the legs as touching down on the ground together. But what if the horse's legs don't land together? Well, if they don't, this is what's known as diagonal advanced placement, or shortened to DAP, and it's also sometimes called diagonal disassociation. So this is basically describing one foot of a diagonal pair landing fractionally before the horse's other foot. Now, if a horse is said to have positive DAP, this is when the horse's hind foot in the diagonal pair lands fractionally before the front foot. Now, there's also negative DAP. And negative DAP is when the horse's front foot in the diagonal pair lands fractionally before the hind foot. Now, of course, when the diagonal pair does land together, then the horse is said to have zero DAP. So now let's take a look at this in more detail. So when the horse's trot and canter are studied in slow motion, you can see that the horse's diagonal limb pairs might not leave and contact the ground at exactly the same time, and they're often slightly disassociated. Now, a horse that moves in an uphill balance with an elevated forehand usually hits the ground with his hind legs slightly before the diagonal pairing of his forelegs. For example, if in trot, the horse's left front foot is further from the ground than his right hind foot, then the hind foot will always touch down first. And this is called positive advanced placement, or positive diagonal disassociation, or positive DAP. Now, in contrast, when the horse's foreleg makes contact with the ground slightly before the diagonal pair of the hind leg, then that's when it's referred to negative diagonal disassociation, or negative advanced placement, or negative DAP. And horses that move in this way are usually more downhill or on the forehand than those that move with a positive DAP. Now, negative DAP can also happen when the horse is caught off balance, although some horses do habitually move in that way. So, now that you know more about DAP, let's talk about how you go about assessing it. Now, this can be a very useful exercise to undertake if you are thinking of buying a new horse, or if you simply want to assess your current horse. So what you'll want to do is you'll want to make a very good videotape of your horse trotting and cantering freely on a flat and level surface. Now, the pace should be active and forward, but not hurried and not out of balance. Now, once you have a good video, you can then freeze the frame at critical points so that you can examine the placement of the horse's hooves. Now, if you have a mobile phone with a slow motion feature available on it, this is also a very handy tool that you can use. However, when you are assessing your horse's movement, there are a few things that you need to bear in mind, because DAP can be influenced by several factors, and they include the following. So the first one to bear in mind is that if your horse is very young, because young horses may not demonstrate a positive DAP. However, as they mature and as their balance improves, then generally their DAP improves too. The second point to note is that generally, this positive and negative DAP, they are extremely subtle. They're not always very easy to spot, hence the need to possibly freeze frame your horse's video. The third point is that a very exaggerated positive or negative DAP can affect the purity of the horse's gaits, which is not great for the dressage horse, where any form of irregularity is severely penalised in dressage competitions. And the last point is that many horses do indeed demonstrate zero disassociation, or zero DAP, and this is where their diagonal pairs do actually hit the ground at precisely the same time, and there is nothing wrong with this. If anything, it just means that your horse has a pure gait. So you probably sat there right now a little bit excited and a little bit curious as to if your horse has a positive DAP, and if he has the suitability for the higher levels of dressage. But just hold on for 1 second, because although a small amount of positive DAP can be considered a good thing, there are many classical dressage masters that consider positive DAP to be an impurity of the horse's gait. Now, even though DAP is often so subtle that you can't see it with your naked eye, tension and loss of balance can be obvious. Now, this is because when the horse's hind foot lands first and the forehand continues forward until the front foot hits the ground, that can cause the horse to be out behind and therefore can impact the horse's throughness. Now, when a diagonal pair lands together, then it generally leaves the ground together too, and this is seen in zero DAP. However, if the hind leg lands fractionally before the corresponding foreleg, as in positive DAP, then the hind leg will leave the ground whilst the foreleg is still planted. The hind leg then thrusts up before the horse's front leg and shoulders, and therefore it pushes the croup upwards and sends the energy down into the horse's foreleg, causing the horse to be on the forehand. So, although we've talked about how great this positive DAP can be, there is a little bit of that caveat with it. So, what is the ideal? Well, when assessing a mature horse, you want to see a 2-beat trot and a 3-beat canter with zero DAP, or a very slight positive DAP. As we described, if you have too much positive DAP, then you can have issues with throughness. Now, negative DAP puts the horse onto his forehand, literally creating an uphill battle for the rider, so that's not really something that you want to see. However, it's also worth noting that the horse's DAP can be improved through correct schooling, and young horses with a negative DAP will improve naturally as they mature and as they become stronger and more balanced. So, to wrap this episode up, diagonal advanced placement, or DAP, describes the placement of the horse's diagonal pair of legs in trot and canter, and the DAP can be positive, negative, or even. Now, many horses with positive DAP have made it to Olympic Games. However, numerous experts and classical dressage masters maintain the opinion that positive DAP is an impurity of the horse's gait, and it's therefore undesirable in dressage horses. So take from that what you will. But you can identify and assess your horse's DAP by watching him trotting on a flat, level surface, ideally on a video, so that you can then pause the action at the crucial moments to see if his diagonal pair of legs are landing at the same time, or if the hind leg is landing first, or if the foreleg is landing first. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms: Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners, and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.